Hey, it's Trisha. Today's podcast is brought to you by Fuel Up Hydration. Order yours at fuelephydration.com/Sandy.
Okay, so Trisha and I just got around to watching Sunday night's show, the final concert of Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden. And I learned something, too.
What'd you learn?
Well, I learned that he did 100 shows, and I didn't know that they were just once a month.
Once a month for 10 years, 100 sold-out shows in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did some road stuff, too, remember, like in between gigs, I guess, because he was here in Austin, remember, out at the
Circuit of the Americas. Once a month there, he can do whatever he wants any other time.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
But pretty cool. If you haven't watched it, I'm sure you can find it on demand, or maybe you saved it or something. But here's one of the cool moments during the concert, Billy talking to the audience.
There's some high notes in this next song, which if I don't hit, you're going to go, oh, he can't sing to save his... It's okay, I give you permission to grimace and make noise if I don't hit the notes. Anyway, just wish me luck. I'm only willing to hear you cry because I am an innocent man.
That's pretty cool.
He did it. He hit him. The crowd went wild. I love it.
I love that Billy is part of the bald brotherhood now. He looks good. He looks good bald.
He does look good with a beard.
Yeah.
Very distinguished gentleman when you're bald with a beard.
Yeah. And Billy was never really the most handsome guy, but he looks good now.
He looks good. He's aging very well.
He's like, I don't care what you think I look like. I was married to Christie Brinkley.
Right. He's like, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. He did have some guests that showed up, too. Yep. Check this out.
I'm going to bring on a friend of mine. I met this guy back in the early 80s, late 70s. He's one of my favorite musicians. Please welcome Sting.
And he's singing one of Billy's songs, Big Man on Mulberry Street.
Mm. Why can't I say what I mean? Why don't I stay home and get myself into some boring routine? Why can't I calm down? Why is it
other guests that showed up included John Mellencamp, Olivia Rodrigo, and from Waco, Texas, Steve Miller from the Steve Miller Band. Some people call him the Space Cowboy.
I've heard that.
Some call him the Gangster of Love.
I've heard that too.
I was just listening to him over the weekend. You forget how many great songs that Steve Miller had.
Yeah.
And I remember someone asked him, are you going to write any more songs? And he's like, no.
Why? Well, why would I need to?
Why should I? Anyway, if you've got that on your, if you saved it, you never know what to say anymore. On your DVR, whatever you've got.
Yeah, where do you watch it?
On your computer or whatever. It's worth it. And God, Billy's been doing it a long time.
Yeah, Seinfeld came out, introduced him.
Did he?
A bunch of people didn't introduce him, but came out at some point and they unfurled the 100 banner, 100 sold out concerts. Yeah.
I got to wonder, like, when you're that famous and how does someone just put it together like, hey, it'd be fun to have Jerry Seinfeld here to introduce him. Mm-hmm. Or it'd be great to have Sting sing a song with them. Is this just a phone call?
Right, but here's the big question, the big unanswered question. Do you just get a directory when you become a celebrity to have everybody's phone numbers?
Like a little secret book.
Right, or to have everybody's reps or agents' numbers. And then as an agent, do you just get a directory to have everybody else's number?
There's got to be. I mean, you got to do business with these people. So you build contacts over time. And
but you hear celebrities all the time say, my phone rang and I answered. And it was Blake Shelton. Hey, this is Blake Shelton. Or The Rock was on the other end. And you're like, oh, crap in your pants. You know what I mean? How does that work?
And how do you not think it's a joke, no matter how famous you are?
Right, just hang out.
Someone calls and goes, hey, it's Billy Joel. Yeah, sure it is.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. FaceTime me right now.
Right.
FaceTime me right now. So check out that Billy Joel special. It was really, really, really good. Stay with us. We've got more coming up on Austin's 80s station, 103.1, and streaming on the iHeartRadio app. Trisha, our listeners know stuff.
They're smart.
Yeah, we asked them to share with us some fun facts that they know by using the TalkBack feature of the iHeartRadio app. It's a little microphone. You push it, record a message, and we get it. And there's one that Trisha, I dropped on her, and she does not believe me.
Yeah.
I told her before I before we play it. And then she's like, no, not possible. We'll get to that in a moment. We're planning. Are we going to a Round Rock? We're going to a Round Rock Express game soon, right?
Yes. Yeah. All right. Where it gets too dang hot.
We got to go on a Wednesday.
Yeah. But why do you say that?
Dollar hot dogs.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Dollar hot dog night. And I'm looking forward to getting up the ball game. There's nothing like the sounds and smell of a ball game.
And it's just laid back and you're sitting in the stands and eating your dog and drinking a beer and listening to the, you know, the sounds that go along with the baseball game. I love it.
If it was either last year or the year before, we went to a game and saw one of the players signing a baseball for a kid. Mm-hmm. And I took a picture of it. I was like, there'll always be something cool about a professional athlete giving a kid an autograph.
Yep.
That was very cool.
It's one of those things. I should add it to my list of things that melts the ice in my veins, ice water in my veins. It should be anytime I see videos of professional athletes stopping and interacting with kids, I tear up.
And what's funny is that guy that I took the picture of, I started kind of keeping an eye on. And it was like 3 days later, and he got called up to the big leagues.
Wow. So, that's awesome.
Good guy and a good ball player. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to heading out to the Dell Diamond and checking that out. All right, guys. Our listeners know stuff. We asked you guys to use the, as I said, use the talkback feature to tell us some fun facts that you know. Here is Cindy in Lakeway.
Okay, think about this. 1 million seconds is about 11 days, while 1 billion seconds is about 31 years. Love you guys.
How about that?
That's weird. My brain cramps up when it's numbers like that, I gotta admit.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, think about this. 1 million seconds is about 11 days, while 1 billion seconds is about 31 years. Love you guys.
1 million seconds, wow. 11 days versus 1 billion seconds, 31 years.
That's crazy.
Here's Jeff in Georgetown.
So how weird is this? Sharks have been around longer than trees.
Sharks have been around longer than trees. Why do you know that, Jeff?
How does anybody know that for sure?
I'm sure they do.
But I mean, but how?
I don't know. Smart people, Trisha.
I know.
Smart people.
Sharks.
We're getting to the one that Trisha, I've already told and doesn't believe. We'll get to it in just a second. Brenda in Round Rock is the one that shared it with us. But here's Rhonda in Buda.
This always blows my mind to think about. When Jesus was walking around the earth, the pyramids would have been ancient to him. How weird is that?
That blows my mind.
Yeah, that's weird.
Isn't that? They would have been ancient to Jesus and the people of that time.
Yeah.
The pyramids would have been ancient.
That's weird. That it kind of doesn't really compute in my brain.
You know what those pyramids make me believe sometimes?
Something bad?
No. What? Well, it makes me believe that there was some sort of advanced society that was here before all of us and got wiped out by something. And they knew how to build pyramids, and they knew how to do all kinds of things, and they had machines and tools and computers and all this stuff, and something wiped them out, and the pyramids stood. But you know,
they can explain the pyramids by basic physics.
Oh, please do tell.
No. I'm not saying I can explain it. I'm saying they have explained how humans were able to build such giant, heavy structures just with ropes and pulleys and physics and stuff like that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I still don't believe that.
I feel like I have to look it up now. I'll look it up. I'll like explain
my,
it to you.
I like my theory better.
You like aliens.
I'm not saying aliens. I'm just saying someone came before what we know now.
Maybe so.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I typed in, how did humans build? And it came up Egyptian pyramids. So it's clearly a thing that's been looked up. Oh, I want to explain. We don't have to do it now, but.
All right. Finally, here's the one that Trisha's like, no. It's Brenda in Round Rock.
About random facts that always blows your mind. Check this out. All mammals, regardless of size, take about the exact same time to pee.
Nope. There is no way a gigantic elephant takes the exact amount of time to pee as my mom's little corgi, who does it in 4 seconds. There's no way.
I don't know.
Maybe they're saying like relative. I don't know. There's just no way.
You don't think that why would Brenda make that up?
I don't know, Brenda. Why are you lying like that, Brenda? When we've gone to the zoo and we've sat there and watched the rhinoceroses pee and you're like, it becomes uncomfortable because they're peeing for so long and it's so gross because they're giant animals.
But
right? Like your brain is trying to think of a.
I'm just trying to, it depends on how full the bladder is.
Brenda's trying to pull. But I disagree.
You think Brenda took time out of her day to just lie to us and use the talk back to lie to us?
Yeah, I think she did. I think she's going to have to provide some cited sources I'd like to see studies.
Yeah, but you'll just accept the fact that humans built the pyramids.
I've read about it. I don't know what the deal is. And
you believe in the Loch Ness Monster. Uh-huh. And you believe in Bigfoot.
But I don't believe in the bladder fact.
No, don't believe in the bladder.
I say hooey to the bladder fact.
Thanks for playing along with us. Again, that was Cindy, Jeff, Rhonda, and Brenda. Stick around. We've got more coming up. It's The Sandy Show on Austin's 80s station, 103.1. And shout out to you guys streaming us on the iHeartRadio app on 103.1, Austin's 80s station. Trisha, have you ever heard of Moolah Kicks? M-O-O-L-A-H, Kicks.
No.
It was one of the top trending apparel brands searched last week on Google. You want to know what it is?
Yes.
Women's basketball shoes.
Really?
And sports gear. It's M-O-O-L-A-H, Kicks. K-I-C-K-S. And given the popularity, I mean, with Caitlin Clark on Saturday Night Live and the WNBA draft and the season starting,
yeah,
and the women's college basketball tournament, the final game being the most watched basketball game ever, they have great timing to put out women's basketball gear.
Yeah, they did. They do have
cool stuff.
Timing.
It's pretty cool
stuff. I know, I'm looking at it. It's all very brightly colored, cool patterns. One of their high tops is called the Triple Double.
Uh-huh. And they've got other athletic gear in there, too. But I was like, how great is that for that company, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Does she wear them? No, she probably wears them.
They have a whole list. If you scroll down on the site, a whole list of WNBA players that wear their gear.
Oh, yeah, they do.
There's quite a few of them. I believe it's a woman-owned business.
Okay.
So I think it's very cool.
Their stuff's cool.
It takes a lot of guts to get into that game. You know, when you've got the monsters like Nike and Adidas out there, Reeboks around anymore, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you might want to check it out. If you've got a daughter that plays ball, or they've just got kick around shoes too.
They do. They just have normal shoes too, but I like it on the side of one of their triple double shoes. It says Moolah, just as Moolah on the side. I just like that name.
I know what we're getting our friend Mel. For her birthday.
What?
For Christmas. A pair of Moolah Kicks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right.
She'll love them.
She will.
You can check it out. It's pretty cool. Also, a top trending, kind of along the same thing, the top trending shirt over the past 10 days is the Gucci I Love You shirt, because the South Carolina basketball coach wore the shirt during the championship game.
A Gucci I Love You shirt.
Yes. I didn't look that one up.
Looking it up right now.
I don't know what it is.
It's cute. The Gucci I Love You shirt. I'm trying to find out how much it costs.
Is that what it says on the shirt? Or is it
says,
a style?
It says Gucci I Love You. It's by Lisa Boyer, but it says on the shirt, Gucci I Love You.
So it's not a Gucci thing.
No, it's not a Gucci shirt. It's $25. It's cool. Look, is that what you saw?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. It just says Gucci I Love You in like primary colors. It's just cute.
The Sandy Show is proud partners with our bank. We invite you to open your account effortlessly online at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Care Don't Care today, Tina Turner, Michael J. Fox, and extortion at the airline ticket counter.
Nope. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. First up, do you care or don't care to know what Tina Turner's hometown of Brownsville, Tennessee is doing to honor her?
Oh, yes, I do.
Make it a statue.
Oh, no. Oh, I hope it's with her big, wild lion mane hair and her short and leather high heels. Yeah.
It's got to be the whole what's love got to do with it look.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty cool to get a statue. Someday I want a statue, but I just want to put it in my front yard.
Like Rocky
had
his statue by his pool.
Yeah, I just want to have one like that. And it's just in my front yard, a big bronze statue of me.
But then how weird would it be? Because remember, Adele bought Sylvester Stallone's old house, and she was like, I'll only buy it if I get to keep the Rocky statue.
Yeah.
So we would sell the house, and they would say, but only if the big, bald Sandy statue stays.
Trisha, care or don't care to know what Michael J. Fox says about being famous in the 80s and comparing it to today.
I do care because I love Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox not holding back. He says he thinks it was more difficult to become famous back in the 80s than it is today. And in this era of social media, he's probably right. He says, quote, we were tougher. We didn't have social media. We didn't have any of that crap. We were just famous, left to our own resources, and it was an amazing time. You had to be talented. That helped.
Right. And you didn't just post one video, get 1.5 million views, and all of a sudden, bing, you're famous, and people start throwing money at you. You had to actually really, really work and grind and do all this stuff.
Yeah. He said, we used to bust our butts, our acting muscles, and watch other actors and sit around and talk about acting. Now you've got people who just go like, what's your sweater you're wearing? And what's that dance step? He's right.
And then they have sponsors. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. But it used to take talent. So did radio.
Yeah. That's, yeah, you just threw that in there.
Yeah. You used to, when I got it, you had to be talented to do this.
You had to be funny.
Right. You had to be funny.
You had
to have your own ideas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't have to do that anymore.
No. That's weird, isn't it?
It is weird.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Yeah. Finally, Kara don't care to know about a big stink because of an extortion attempt, a successful attempt at the airline ticket counter.
Extortion.
Yeah.
Like somebody kidnapped some. Yes, I care.
No, extortion in that a guy showed up and his bag was a little bit overweight and the agent, the United agent, basically said, I'll look the other way for a tip. And she pointed to the tip jar. And the guy was like, really? He said, yeah. And it was either that or pay the extra.
Yeah.
So he put $5 in and she turned, looked the other way.
Really?
Yeah.
So see, that's a problem because a lot of times, the whole reason there's a limit fee on baggage is because they have to know how heavy the airplane is for safety reasons.
Yeah. This happened at United. People are saying that's not cool. And no. United hasn't responded to this. But if it ever happens to you, you should say, I'd like to speak to a supervisor if you've got time. Right?
Right. You might miss your flight. Have to catch a flight. Yeah.
Tip culture has gotten out of control. And it's ridiculous.
People are swinging back the other way and refusing to tip on things that were a normal thing to tip on at this point.
I'll still tip normal things. I have no problem hitting the, if I'm, you know, I think we've talked about it before. If I'm ordering at a counter, getting a tray and walking to my table, then throwing my stuff away.
Cleaning up your own table.
I'm not tipping anybody.
Yeah.
And I don't feel one bit bad about it.
No.
It's just trying to squeeze. Everyone's a blood sucker for money, man.
Blood sucker.
It's terrible. That's Care Don't Care. She's Trisha. I'm Sandy. We've got more coming up on 103.1 Austin's 80s station, streaming on the iHeartRadio app. The audio file coming up in just a sec. What I've got today is a big fat jerk, Trisha.
Uh-oh.
And I've got two big fat jerks, actually, and Post Malone covering a Garth Brooks song.
Oh.
Before we get to that, though, I got a question for you. Name this tune.
Yellowstone.
When does it come back?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if they've even announced when it's going to come back.
Apple.
The last season.
Apple, my mom, and I were talking about that last week. And because we saw Kevin Costner doing an interview for something, and she goes, when does that come back? I was like, I don't know.
You know, he did say he was be open to coming back and making an appearance to somehow close out.
I'm sure he
is. To close it out. Not like for the whole season, but basically Sandy doesn't like how it was left that they couldn't come to any agreement on negotiations and he's just gone.
For the right amount of money. I'm certain Mr. Costner, he's got that divorce he's got to pay for and... Boy, he likes girls. Know. Boy, he likes girls.
Yeah.
Man, he likes
girls like him. Yeah. It works out well for him.
Just be single.
Well,
though.
He's not married. He's just dating.
I know, but he basically monkey swinged.
It was Jewel.
You know what monkey swing is, right?
Yes, I know exactly what monkey swinging is. It's when you don't let go of one of your old partners until you got a new partner to swing onto.
Yeah.
Like when monkeys swing through the forest, you don't let go of the old tree till they have a hold of a new tree. But he's not married. I mean, and she's the one who filed for divorce from him.
I know, but he immediately after they got divorced said he'd found the love of his life.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Yeah, and Jewel?
And Jewel? He's dating Jewel?
Yeah. I think he might be.
Kevin Costner, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll defer to you because you're definitely more up to date on the Kevin Costner stuff.
Yeah, I think just thought it was somebody Jewel, else. Or at least they were.
Oh, Jewel's the other woman.
The stories we love.
The mistress.
She's not a mistress.
All right, so this guy on a motorcycle, you know, I don't know if they still call it crotch rocket. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
In Michigan, He was messing with the police, taunting them to catch him. Here is a way to hear what happened to him. Here is the conversation that the police officers were having about said motorcyclist.
Trying to antagonize me.
He's doing a wheelie on a freeway. Very nice. All right, he's crawling. I don't know if he ran out of gas or not. He might be out of gas. Looks like he's giving up.
Yeah, Tom driving his engine at him, riding wheelies by him.
And then ran out of gas. Anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Did that police officer say he's doing a wheelie?
Yeah, it sounded weird, right?
I feel like that's a wheelie, right?
A Michigan thing, maybe. That happened in Michigan. A little bit northern,
doing a wheelie.
Northern type of accent.
How embarrassing. You think you're a badass taunting the cops, thinking I can get away if they try and chase me,
yeah.
And then you just sputter and run out of gas.
Sad, isn't
Karma.
It? Sad. Oh, that reminds me. You ever watch something you feel bad for laughing at?
All the time.
Okay, so I was watching this video on Instagram, and some golf course, I don't know where it was, but the tee box is literally right next to a road.
Uh-huh.
And the guy was sitting there, and there was a guy on the tee box, and as soon as he took his, pulled his golf club back to swing it, he honked the horn.
No!
And the guy was in his friend. He hit the ball, and his buddies were like, just hit another one. So he tees up another one and waits, and then he goes to swing. Guy honks the horn again.
How did they not see that coming? How did they not know that was going to happen?
And I play golf, and that would annoy me, but it was so damn funny. And then they started walking up to him, like, what's the problem?
And he just drives away.
And he just drives away laughing. It was very funny of me. Some bad guys at a national park, what lake was it? Lake Mead is where it happened. And they were knocking over prehistoric rock formations. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about this?
I did.
Here's one of the park rangers talking about it.
It takes millions of years for these rock formations to form. And then you get a few idiots out there that are destroying all that work of nature. It's pretty appalling. It's kind of disgusting. Why would you even do something like this? Okay. Like why on earth would you do this to this area that's so beautiful? It's one of my favorite places in the park.
Bad people.
It's like those people who went to Rome and were graffitiing or
at the Colosseum.
At the Colosseum. The Colosseum.
They caught them.
Yes.
Thank God it was an English person. It wasn't
an American.
I'm so glad it wasn't. Finally, here's Post Malone covering Garth Brooks. You know this one.
Yeah, I'm not big on songs. Think I slip on down to the Oasis. So I got
I'm going to say let Garth have that post.
Oh, but I'd love Post Malone.
Oh, I saw a video of a tribute to Brooks and Dunn, and George Strait was singing Boot Scootin' Boot Boogie. Ugh. And they were sitting, it was great. And they were sitting on the stage, and they were like, oh my God, it's better than us. Like George Strait nailed it. That's the only time I'm like, that might be better than the original.
I love it. That's our daily audio file. You ever heard of Russ Redhead and James Harris?
No.
Never. Neither had I, until I read this story, and it made me realize something kind of interesting. These guys have a long, long rivalry. They're pool players.
Okay.
Pool guys.
Yeah.
You know, the guy hangs out the pool hall.
The billiards hall.
Yeah. Probably, you know, your surly, gambling, dishonest, lying type. They hated each other.
Acts like, though, they don't know how to play pool and then hustles you. Yeah.
Hustler is what they are. Well, they buried the hatchet. You want to know why?
Why and how? Yes.
Because Russ just gave James a kidney.
What, they hate each other, but then one of them saved the other one's life.
Yeah, I gave him a kidney for a transplant.
Oh, this is going to be a movie. This is going to be a movie.
It will be. Yeah, it'd be a good movie. But here's the thing that got me thinking. The irony of that is that, there's a couple guys, they're known for being pool players, but I met a guy over the weekend. You know what? He's got a regular, he owns a business, but you know what if you want to call it a side hustle, is? You want to know what he does and makes pretty decent money doing?
What?
Professional shuffleboarder.
No.
Yes. Yes. The bar shuffle.
On the table.
Yes. He travels and plays in tournaments and shuffleboard.
Really?
I'm like, how long have you been playing shuffle? He's a youngish guy. He's maybe 30.
Every day he's shuffling.
Yeah. Stop it.
Tell me I'm not the first one to come up with that. You know, they play that at those tournaments all the time.
He grew up in basically with his dad in a bar in a small, small town.
Yeah.
And he started shuffling. And now he travels. And I was like, what a weird, crazy way to make money. He makes real money doing this. And he gambles on it in bars. And he has a shuffleboard. And then
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy, right? And then I remember the one time when I lived in Cincinnati for a year, I met the guy that was the like two or three time world cornhole champion.
Cornhole. I was just about to say, I feel like I've heard that's like a big thing.
Right.
And other than in my family's backyards and at family reunions, it's a thing.
But people are really good at things.
Yeah.
Once they
find it. And you can find a way to get paid for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's sponsored. Shuffleboard sponsored. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going out to Las Vegas. Sometimes I get the World Series of shuffleboarding.
Wow.
That's amazing, isn't it? And he's like, oh, yeah, you get young people, old people, doesn't matter. He said there are people in their late 70s that are amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's one where it's a skinny little lane and the sand and the little red puck.
Yeah. Can you believe that? I mean, how would you feel? I mean, how would you feel if I was like, you know what, honey? I'm going to take my show on the road with the shuffleboard. You cool with that? You're like, you go make some money. Okay.
Yeah. If you're bringing home some money, do what you got to do, friend.
I wish there was something. I mean, could you do that playing any one of your board games?
You know, they do have puzzling tournaments.
Yeah.
They do have puzzle tournaments.
What's the game you play with the tiles?
With the tiles?
Yeah, the one that Mel grew up playing, our friend.
Oh, Rummy Cube. Yeah. Oh, I'm not good enough to be in a Rummy Cube tournament.
No?
No, Mel kicks my butt on a regular basis.
She should get in one.
She should get in one.
I just found that so random.
Let me tell you this. Don't let there be a Candy Crush tournament.
Oh,
don't let there be a Candy Crush tournament.
Your friend Word would kill you.
She would. She'd be my partner. We do doubles Candy Crush. We double crush the candy. Oh, maybe that should be a thing if it's not.
Check into it. I just thought that was amazing. So, I know. I just wanted to share it with you.
All right.
Stay with us. We've got more coming up on 103.1 Austin's 80s station. I don't know what's going on, Trisha, but there's a new game that I just discovered that's just perfect for you. As we were just talking about my new friend that is a professional shuffleboard player.
Yeah.
Makes money at it. But then I stumble into a game. And Trisha, for those of you that may not know, I know there's new people listening all the time. And there's people that listen every day. But Trisha loves a word game. She loves games.
Love it.
Board games, dominoes, you name it. Phone games on her phone. She loves them. And she's a word learner. She's been a long time crossword puzzler. So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
I just found out about this. So don't look down your nose at me if it's been around for a while.
Okay.
But I think there's a game that if you're not playing, I think you would love. It's from the New York Times. It's called Connections.
I play it every single day.
Okay, let me explain.
Landry, our 14-year-old daughter, plays it. My friend Word, her college-age son, plays it.
There's what it is 16 words that you have to group together into four separate categories.
Yes.
Sounds easy. Wrong.
Not easy.
Holy catfish.
Sometimes, bam, 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 I get them. You have to group them in. They have four groups, and the groups go from easier to more difficult.
Yes.
The purple group is the most difficult one. I'm going to say sometimes I feel like they're reaching on the connections for the purple group words. But yeah, they're just.
You have it on your phone?
I just pulled it up. I haven't played it today.
Well, I tried and I was like, I'm done playing games. It just make me feel stupid.
I mean, Jimmy, just read you like a group of eight of the words.
Give me four that are grouped together.
No. You have to group them together.
I understand that. But for our audience, just give an example of how they're. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you have to figure out.
We don't have time to do eight words is what I'm saying.
I'm just going to read you the random words.
Okay.
Some of the words are side, surface, butterfly, domino, crawl, makeup, placebo.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 16
random
words.
I see.
Right. I haven't played it yet.
Okay,
they're
gotcha.
Random.
Right.
So out of all 16 words, four of the words are connected, have something that makes that aligns them, that connects them.
And can they be words that have similar letters, same letters?
Sometimes one day I open it up and all 16 words all started with the letter E which throws you off.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they'll put a word in, like they'll put the word makeup in, and in a box right next to it, they'll put the word eyeliner in. And you're like, oh, those are two of the four right there.
Sure.
Not at all.
And then you get five mistakes?
You get four mistakes. Four. You can pick, you pick the four that you think are connected, and you hit submit. And if you get them right, all four go up in a line, and it tells you what the clue was to connect them. But if you don't get all of them right, it'll say one away, or it'll just blink, meaning you more than two off.
And you're successful when you play?
I mean, yeah, I'm going to say I'm 70% of the time I can get it. Maybe 65. Landry, our daughter, at night, she'll go, all right, give me one row.
Yeah. Like
she asks for help. It's really fun. You really have to think, though. But again, some of them, like for instance, the other day I played it in the purple row, the hardest row, what it was that was similar is they all started the first three letters. And these random words were the first three letters in some of the days of the week.
Oh.
Like, you'd be like, how am I ever going to get that?
Right.
Gotcha. So I get to the point.
It's called Connections. It's from the New York Times. Is it free?
It's free. The New York Times Games app.
Yeah.
Download it. I mean, they have little mini crossword puzzles. Mm-hmm. They have like four or five that you can play every day for free.
Check it out. It's good for your brain, right?
Very good for your brain.
Hey, it's Sandy. Make sure you check us out every morning from 6 until 10 on Austin's 80s station, 103.1, and streaming on the iHeartRadio app. Stick around. Another episode should start in just a second.